It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out. Say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
There is power.
Celebrate the Lord and give Him praise and give Him glory and give Him worship. Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. Now, I want you to look around and welcome three people and tell them you are looking beautiful this morning. God richly bless you. Hallelujah. Clap your two hands together for the Lord and take back your seat. God bless you. If there are empty seats, you can fill them. God bless you. Amen. God richly bless you for coming. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm very excited to see you this morning. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Now, we have been looking at a very wonderful subject. We've been looking at a very wonderful subject in the course of the month. How to enjoy preservation of our lives and destinies. We have been looking at that. How we will be able to enjoy preservation of our lives and our destinies. And we explain from Jeremiah 29 verse 11 that I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Amen. Say nyankopon say onim timopo a owo edefa minu mienu ye ho say eye timopo papa eye adwen papa say obema ye ndaching that he will give us a future. He will give us hope. He will give us destiny. So therefore, if we can see that our life is not reflecting future, our life is not reflecting destiny, our life is not reflecting this scripture, it means that we must check our life properly. And that is why we are saying that there are many people who start the journey to their destiny. They start the journey to destiny, yet they are not able to get to their destinies. Either they fail in life or they die before their time. Kofo bebre wo hono mo a omudi butae bi si omu eni so na se omu ba abrabo mu na omu eni so ade hunu bebre nyoma bebre do omu eni so ankomo pese omu ye enso along the line no obo nse na omu ahyere sa butae no ana se ankoye am omu ade ntia because in bimu wo a omu wu before their time obi nso wo a nyeso obewu but enyoma enko no se die wo se eko no. How do you cooperate with God? That's the word. How do you cooperate with God, partner with God, in order for you to experience a preservation of your life and of your destiny? Obaya dining and coupon eight to anamon and as obaya dining amia bomu say the abaya the team of poa efa hono a bebe muamauka. Amen. Nyami team of poa efa hono manimbre muma o yesu demo. Let the counsel of God for your life come to pass in the name of Jesus. I pray that nobody here this year will die before your time. Oh, your amen can be a better one. Nobody here this year, you will fail at your purpose. Whatever you set your heart to do, God will give you the strength to achieve it. Oh, I said God will give you the strength to achieve it. Whatever be your plans, whatever be your destiny, whatever be your agenda, God will help you to enter into it. Can I hear an amen? Clap your two hands if you believe that. So we said, how do we cooperate with God in order for us to have preservation? How do we cooperate with God? We said, number one, exist as a beloved of the Lord. That means that be precious in the sight of God. Say, ubeye ubia, ube sumbo, edi amanyan kupon. Ubeye ubia, oni nyamibe nante, ewo kwanya ebema wa sumbo, edi amano. Say, adia sumbo mawa, untutunase. Say, adia sumbo mawa, ubo humbain. So if you walk with God properly, you walk with God well, you cooperate with God, you can become a beloved of God. You can become precious in the sight of God. And that is God's plan for our life. May that be your own experience. And that will make us enjoy preservation and we'll be able to fulfill our destinies. We said number two is to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. You see, Adia Tosumi Enuni say, Ube Tina Nyamina say, Se Ope se Uda Chin Ebe Musedi Nyamia Shisheno. Na se Ope se Weni Suadi Unu Ebe Musedi Nyamia Shisheno. Na se Ope se Utina Se Echa. And ye Ewa Se Uyo Bia Usia Sedi Yetina Nyamina Se. You have to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. It is your greatest place of protection. It is your surest place of safety. Se nyamina se ehon mu na obambo ewo kache no tunche ni se ehon na obambo wo. It is at the feet of Jesus, at the feet of God, that your protection is assured, that your protection is guaranteed, that your future is guaranteed, that your protection is assured. It is at the feet of Jesus. Wonyankopon na se no obambo e secured, o shebre e secure. As long as you are seated under the feet or at the feet of Jesus, or at the feet of Christ, you are sure that whatever he imagined for you will become a reality. In Psalm 91 says that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, he shall abide under the protection of the Almighty. Amen. We also said number three. Number three is to dwell in the center of God's plan. Yes, adiaba konsoa uya ebema watina siache. Na ebema oshebren so so nyame abohu ban no ene say obetna nyame tiri mu po aifa wa bra abohu. You will walk in God's plan for your life. You will walk in God's plan for your life. Ubehunu ni anyankopon esusu afa ho na odie nu etu anamo. That if God wants you to be a pastor, you are a pastor. God wants you to be a lawyer, you are a lawyer. God wants you to be a nurse, you are a nurse. Whatever be the plan of God, that God wants you to be married to this brother or to be married to this sister, you know the plan of God and you enter into it. When you walk in God's plan for your life, you are very sure that it will end well with you. I pray that may it end well with everyone here. Let your amen be better. May it end well with everyone under the sound of my voice. May it end well with everyone under the sound of my voice. May the devil never have the power to destroy your life and destiny. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Clap your two hands together and celebrate the Lord. Amen. Ashes, please ensure that people don't sit at that side. Ensure. I see people over there pressing their phones, doing nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. Number four, we said avoid the wrong company. Avoid the wrong company. Avoid the wrong company. That how can you secure God's preservation, God's protection for your life? You must avoid the wrong association. If you join a bad company, you'll be destroyed. The Bible told us, we studied that last week. In Proverbs 13, verse 20, that he who walks with wise men shall be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. Those who company with foolish people shall be accompanied with destruction, shall be destroyed. So destruction is a product of our association. Samson's destiny was truncated because he associated with a lady called Delilah. Who you associate with can determine what follows you. Nyaye can say, say unim say nyame ewo dachi papa bi mao. Unim say uwo shebre kesia. Ewo say ya uye careful in kofu a uni omubo. Esan say womu a uni omubo no. Ebe tima chile ni ebe to. Ebe tima chile ni ebe to. Say uni Bible say uni a nyansa fo tu anamon a unu nyansa. Na se oni sebi ejimi fon su tu anamoa oseye eba oso. So what it means is that what comes to you is as a result of the people you are working with. And so sometimes God wants you to live long, but because you mingle with the wrong people, you will be shot with a gun, you will die early. Because you mingle with the wrong people, you may take a decision like abortion and other things and you kill yourself. Because God did not send you there. Because God did not ask you to go into those things. So who you work with, which people you follow, which group that you company with will determine what accompanies you. Can I hear an amen? May you escape every wrong company in your life. Let your amen be better. May you escape every evil company in your life. Any group that will lead to your downfall, may you escape them. May you escape that association. And may God lead you to the right people. May God lead you to the right people. May God lead you to the right company. Can I hear your loudest amen? Clap your two hands together and just celebrate Jesus. And celebrate Jesus. Amen. And so be careful. Tell somebody by you, be careful, those you call friends. Sheye, one more from Unam before. Because last week I explained to you that there are people who appear friendly, but they are not your friends. Just that they are appearing friendly. They are smiling with you. But the truth of the matter is that they have a contract over your destiny. They have a contract over your future. Some of them are aware they have been sent to destroy you. Some of them too, they are not even aware. It is after the devil uses them to finish you that they will realize that they have performed something in your life, or the devil has used them to end your destiny. But I pray that anyone who has a contract over your destiny, you shall escape them in Jesus' name. I say you shall escape them in Jesus' name. Be careful of those you call friends. Be careful of those you follow. Be careful of your peers. Be careful of the people you company with. Be careful of the people you decide to tie your life with. The people you call husband or you call wife. Because it can determine how things will happen in your life. Can I hear an amen? Or can I hear an amen? That is why if you are not yet married, you are blessed. You have a chance. You have a chance to be wise. You have a chance to be wise. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you are already married, may God give you grace. Say an amen. I said, if you're already married, may God give you grace. Yeah, because you have already entered. So what you need is grace and mercies. Yeah, to be able to endure and pray for a miracle of escape. Don't pray that God should kill your husband. That is not a good prayer. Tell somebody, don't pray that God should kill your husband or your wife. Because some of you, life can push you to some corner. You'll start showing a murderous tendency. A tendency of a murderer. You will not pull a knife, but you are praying that your husband should die. You are praying that your wife should die. When you get to that level, you are a murderer. Oh, yeah. When you get to that place, you are unconsciously, you are killing somebody God has not decided to kill. Amen. So sometimes most of my pastor friends don't understand. It looks like I struggle to pray for the death of my enemies. I struggle. Sometimes I'm forced to pray some, but realize that I'm not like that. My because if God has not decided to kill someone, you are praying that they should die. It's like one of your children come to you and say that kill your other child because your other child is disturbing them. Yeah, they are all your children. You get it. Sometimes in some way. So I pray for grace for you. And tell somebody by you receive grace to endure. And rather pray for God to change your husband or your wife. Pray that God should change them. It's possible that God can change them. Or you don't know it's possible. It's possible. It's possible. It's not easy, but it's possible. It's not easy, but it's possible. And yet easy say, and I'll hear it. ene nti na uchu so a ubema weni ada ho. But se o wo mu dada, it's possible se nyame betime hu mo bo na wasesa no esa wunti, but enye easy se wati asie eno no no crane se enye easy eye easy asa nka nyame asese obi awo wiase mu a se nyame so pese obi asa kira itai no no nyame no ntimi sesira obi a it enye easy sa because nyankopon e di nipa pe e di se ni nsa ena nyame si nipa nfa di pe enye ni ope eno nti na fe no nipa owo ope onye robot. God gave human beings choice, power to choose, will. So until they decide to yield to the Holy Spirit, you'll be praying, but it will look as if God is not working. You get it? Until they get to the place where they decide to yield to the voice of the Spirit. Amen. So be careful of the people you company with. You can become a drunkard just because of the friends you keep. You can become a womanizer just because of the friends you keep. Yeah. Amen. Number 5. We said, how do you cooperate with God for the preservation of your life and your destiny? We said you must be committed to kingdom service. You must be someone who works for God. I was so you be a odi wa brabo atu ho amanya nkopon. Say wo so odi dwuma bi a epia nyame dwuma. Wo asafo mu a odi ho hyemu ye. Odi dwuma bi a ema wo ye special ema nyankopon. Wo ye special so ma nyankopon a obo ho ban. Obo ho ban. Obo ama wo hyebre ebe ma. And so you must decide to be part of those who are going for God. Because those who are going for God are those God will go with. Those who are going for God are those God will go with. One more omutu anamu amanya nkopono, omuna nyamini omutu anamu. One more omunya shima nyankopono, sebi omu ninfaswa ema ahimieno. And unti omu uwo krampono enka ahimieno. But if you want to be special for God, so that God can protect you like Malachi 3, verse 17 and 18, what I read last week, then you must be someone who is working for God, someone who is doing something in the house of God, so that when you are not there, the whole church is looking for you. That means that God cannot afford for you to have an accident, for you to die, for an evil to happen to you. I pray for everyone here who the enemy has targeted, that may God cause you to have an escape in Jesus' name. Because you are very important to this church and to God, may you have an escape in Jesus' name. Number 6, how do you cooperate with God in order to enjoy preservation, in order for God to protect you? Number 6, avoid the way of covetousness. Avoid the way of covetousness. She said, I will say, will you inebriate every way? So, inebriate. Covetousness. Listen, one of the things that destroy people that God had great plans for, people that God had great agenda for, one of the things that destroy them is not immorality. It's called greed. It's called covetousness. Covetousness is a spirit that leads to destruction. It is something that will expose your destiny to fatal failure, expose you to destruction, sudden destruction, and a fatal failure. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Struggling to make money at all costs, by force, you want to have money, or by force, you want to be rich. It can expose you to dubious things. It can expose you to doing bad things. And when you get into doing bad things, even though you are a child of God, the devil can get you. But I pray that may you overcome it in Jesus' name. Tell somebody, but you be careful about covetousness. Catch and say, Yasheye efa enibrehu. Covetousness, Yasheye. Uya nyameba, nyamibdo. Kakrana ukitano, kaosha suya, ebeye bebriamao. Baodun sakan adia enye udia. Ubemo bonsam ninsakao. Obunsambe soon fidie ni sabe count. Obi bet na baby abeka se. Oh, na o Christo ni pa na nyamia ma se aba ni so. Eso nia unim ni se. Covetousness enibre ena ebia edi na enim di akọ. But I pray that you will not fall a victim in Jesus name. That God will cause you to escape in Jesus name. So struggling to make money at all cost or using dubious ways to get money is what we call covetousness. Say wo fa coin biara so say papa o say enye papa o eno ani say wenya ni awo hwehwe eye ni bre using any way possible whether it is good or it's not good or say oh pastor this one is a spapapa. Hello, how many of you know papa? Oh pastor, this one it is papa. Tell somebody, don't get involved in papa. Don't be led by covetousness. If what is yours is 10 cities, take it. Don't add more. The devil is looking for you. Listen, tell the one by the devil is looking for you. The devil is looking for you already. Obon Samu, nemi sound that out. What tell me what Uma any bread do any more sister? Oh, do whom be my bear mind was say, oh, do where they a man? It's an any bread. Covetousness can expose you, young lady, to a man that you know very well that you have nothing in common with. But because he has a car, or because he has been giving you some coins. Am I preaching? Oh, you don't like what I'm saying? Covetousness. Inebriate covetousness. The thing is five. You can write the five and add zero, then it will be 50. And instead of five, you have 50. The thing is 50. But because of covetousness, you add another zero. Then the two change from 50 to what? It is just zero. It's just zero. And listen, you may be getting money today. You may be enjoying it today. You may be living big today. But I cannot guarantee your tomorrow. I can't. I cannot be sure that tomorrow will be so. Maybe I know who yes and no man who did not, but mean to me. And guarantee say chinanso ebeyo yama, because the Bible has told us. Give me the scripture, Hebrews 13 verse 5. Are you there? I want all of us to read together. Church, one go. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content. Oh, are you reading with me? As an unconfirmed penny, I saw for canon. Some of us can say, Munzi, confirming it. Zero na hajin. Rise to your feet. I want to be sure you read it. I want to be sure. I was so be a kind scripture. No? Now make it sure I said, oh, say, me preaching, what da? Where the other chance I walk up? Will be answering you now. Now, King Kai, mommy. One go. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Mausubai. How will I even put in the tree? You have tree Bible. Open it. Let your conduct be without covetousness. I say, Mema enibre in rawa brabum. Mema enibre. Is it sometimes, eh? It starts from a very innocent level. Say innocent level. Sometimes, we are sorry, but we are nyamiba. A new team will say, "Oh, don't sabe kani anya udio." But a starting kiting. Ubon say, "What down for ya to asase?" Woso, who feeling say, "They say I'm a 45 oh." Now then, I'm here. They say, "Obi anyo onuma or the salary it's me see down yo." Obi a ya what? I say, "I'm sumi ya what?" Kwanya any breakfast wedding, Miss Rao. Have you opened it? Give it to me. I want to see how the Jesus said it. Hebrews 13. Hebrew 4, Huma. Eti do mi ensa. Yiyumu eye enum. Mo ma sika nibre. En ma mo abri abom. Kajosa, mo ma sika nibre. En ma mo abri abom. Kachan, ma ma sika nibre. En ba wabri abom. Bon sem kese eche. See, I say na mum penny dear muwa mum penny niya muwa so every say onuara na waka se meri nyaimu nanso meri mpaumu. They say I make two Mr. Free Paul cry. They say I'm gonna make chino. Amen. Mum masike ni bre, eh? Young girls, young men, mum masike ni bre, eh? Mamu abrabumu, niya, eya udiano be content with it. Chidi say, mum pini on it, like we be content. Mum sumu, say oh, eduma ami ye ni anyami e mami ni sumu sa. Na fe enu ye adwuma yesusu kakanka na fe ye bibi abrabo no enye competition. Hello kache no jiran jara abrabo no enye competition che sometimes ubo hun se obi decline o woto but uhu no na ninemu abu no da ho na obi ofie chire abesan no abrabo enye race enye gidigidi. Menka say men born home ordain. Menka say ye lazy man. Are you get what I'm saying? Because lazy people like this scripture. Any half for no as some of them pay any. Hey, abrabo enye competition. Enye competition born home ordain. Born home ordain why clutch it? Born home ordain. Sister born home ordain. Obeti we ninu e di 70. Eti born home ordain. Catch up is there born home ordain. Eti menka say. I've not said that don't work hard. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that be complacent. Baby, out in and no ashen fahu. And no soon yet. Amen. Because God wants you to prosper. God wants you to become great. So God doesn't want you to end as a nobody. But the Bible says that make sure that whilst you are trying to prosper, sike nibre will not enter into your eyes. Covetousness will not enter into your eyes. Otherwise, it will expose you, young ladies, to danger. And it will expose you, young men, to danger. And the devil is already looking for you. When he gets you, he will mess you up. He will mess you up. But may God cause you to escape in Jesus' name. Your amen can be the loudest. Clap your two hands together. Take back your seat. Bible says that we should be content with such things as we have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. May God never abandon you. I said, may God never leave you. May God never abandon you. Today you may be renting, but tomorrow you own your own house. Today you may just be struggling to lay one block, but tomorrow you will be a real landlord. Life is in phases. Very soon, this your face will change. Are you getting what I'm saying? Very soon, your own face will change. And you will get to the phase where you have abundance. Today, you don't have enough. Just manage what you have. But tomorrow, God will give you abundance. Amen. So just manage what you have well. And don't be led by covetousness. The reason I'm saying this is because it is one of the things that make people die before their time. People die rough because of money, because of their time, because of inebriety. They want somebody's husband. Now you could not watch me. Somebody's beloved. Only need dating 9 years. 9 years. As in a warrior. Yeah, 9 years. Obini obia chimpuna, 9 years. 9 years. Mahamaba oko wasamba. 9 years. 9 years. 9 years. Wa born who modi wa labor. Wa yenya. E waso yeni ni waso yeni na. Waye. Na udi u curves ni u shape akoti. Debe kumat watch ni. Covetousness. Covetousness. Be content with what you have. Stay in your lane. Hallelujah. So that you will not die early. So that the devil will not destroy your future. Otherwise, nobody can blame God. Nobody can say that, oh God, why? God, why? Why is this brother suffering? Oh God, why? Why is this sister suffering? Oh, we saw her going for evangelism. We saw him. Oh, so is this how to serve? When you serve God, is it how you serve? No. Sometimes, covetousness can make us step out of God's protection. Then the devil pounce on us. Then the devil start fighting us. But I pray for mercy for every child of God here. That the Lord will keep us. Amen. Oh, amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. All the way to verse 10. Said, now godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world. And it is certain we can carry nothing. Everything we are fighting for, we will not carry it all. When we will be a Siena or the limousine air coda. When we will be a Siena or the 6-bedroom air coy. No. No matter the funerals Ghanaians did, no matter the whatever, 1 week. Recently when our daddy Lumba died, everybody did some of the funeral. Every street did their own funeral. Every club, every drinking spot, they printed banners. I've never seen a funeral that, like, the funeral has been decentralized. Do you understand? It has been decentralized. It's like the government has given every drinking spot power to celebrate the funeral. He has given every street power to celebrate. So it's like the funeral, and everybody accepted it. People wore the same color. They went to this drinking spot. They celebrated the funeral. Another, like, it was well organized and decentralized, but it still did not bring him back. It did not put one car into his coffin. He left all his houses, left everything. Rather, people are fighting over the things, but he's gone. Everything you are looking for, they are nice. It's nice to have a car. It's nice to have a house. It's nice to have a land. It's nice to live big. It's nice. When God gives you, enjoy it. They are the beauties of life and the goodies of life. When God gives you some, enjoy. But they are not worth dying for. And yet, unti dey what say they won't come. They be chat. Because say uwa unti bi fe ba kumpo erey enko. Ni awebusha for be try cry on be ja tu adaka ni muno. Sa huma china no. Boys na omutu form na omu hu say awebusha for the bibia shebu no. Omo abeba betu. They will not let you have it. They will not let you have it. They will not let you have it. Amen. So these things are not worth dying for. Amen. 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 Marriage is not worth dying for. Amen. When you get to heaven, Jesus says there's no marriage. So it's not because you want to marry by force. Want to marry by force. So you will take what is not yours. No! Because when you die, you can't marry in heaven. Bible says in heaven, we are all like angels. In heaven, we are all like angels. We don't have feelings. So marriage is not there. So there is nothing that is worth dying for. There's nothing. There's nothing. Amen. Verse 8. Bible says if we have food and we have what to wear, what to eat, we should be okay with it. We should be okay with it. But those who desire to be rich, everybody watch it. Those of you who want to be rich, it's good to want to be rich. Me too, I want to be rich. But there is a warning for anyone here who wants to be rich. Bible says, "Wa unpese unya sikano." Warning, be what? Check it. Warning, no. Those who want to be rich, Bible says that they will fall into temptation and traps. They will fall into temptations and a snare, trap. Say trap. Because you want to be rich, you fall into a lot of traps. Because you want to be rich, you fall into a lot of temptations. You see an envelope that is not yours. But because you want to have money, you will be tempted to take it. You'll be tempted to take it. One man will sign a check and tell, if you become my girlfriend, I'll sponsor you. Because you want to be rich. You want to be driving big cars. You want to be rich. Young girl. And so you are living big. You'll fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and in perdition. I say, Esan sa upe se unya unhunti, ube ton soche bibrimu, ube san so ato, foolish, your friend is a chimu. Ebe ma wa yen kwa siyadi. Amen. Ube se unya unhua, wan she ya, ebe ma wa yen kwa siyadi. That's what the Bible says. What you should not do, go and do it. And harmful lust, which drown men. It will make you have certain appetite, certain greed, certain, you know, you want to have everything. And Bible says it will lead you to destruction. This is what leads people to sakawa. This is what leads people to fraud. This is what leads people to prison. This is what leads people to wrong marriages. This is what leads people to be used for ritual. These sugar daddies, they use money to trap their girls. Then they use them for ritual. They use them for ritual. This is what leads people to destruction. May you escape it in Jesus' name. May you escape it in Jesus' name. So if you are at work and your friends are telling you, oh, boss, you will not see. You will not see. Boss is not here. Let's you know, become one. And then let's siphon some of the material somewhere. Or let's take money. Don't be attracted into it. If you are not covetous, if you are not one, you are not trying to be rich at all costs, when such a proposal is brought to you, you say no. But if already you have a mentality of that, you want to get it, the moment your colleagues at work tell you that, Charlie, let's do fast. Boss is not around. Let's do fast. You join them. Meanwhile, you're a pastor. You're a leader. You're a shepherd. You're a church member. You're a child of God. And then you lead yourself into destruction. Lift up and say, Lord, save me. Come on, say, Lord, save me. Maybe this prayer I'm praying for you is not today. Maybe I'm praying for you next 10 years. When you are beginning to see big money. That's when this prayer will work for you. That's when this message you will remember. Amen. Hallelujah. Clap your two hands for Jesus. So covetousness will take you away from your protection and expose you to destruction. Proverbs 28, verse 20. A faithful man will abound with blessings. Onipo dinu kreno. Bible says, obey all the four. Obi odinu kreno. Obey all the four. A faithful man will abound with blessings. May you abound with blessings. Oh, let your amen be better. May you abound with blessings. Because a faithful man will abound with blessings. But he who wants to be rich quickly, the word is quickly. Shortcut. Shortcuts can cut your life short. Tell somebody, shortcuts can cut your life short. Yeah. Young lady, shortcut can cut your life short. Young man, shortcut will cut your life short. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Amen. But a faithful man, he will increase. But he that wants to be rich quickly, he will not go unpunished. He will not go unpunished. That means that today you may be doing it, but your punishment is coming. If you don't stop it, your punishment is coming. Stop it before it meets you. You see, for every bad thing you are doing, it's not free. Bible says that the wages of sin is what? Death. Whatever a man sows, that he will reap. Bible says that the wages of sin is death. So maybe today you are doing it. You have not been caught. You are sleeping around. You have not yet contracted the HIV. You are committing abortion. You are still alive. You are stealing money. You are cheating your boss, but you have not been caught. Maybe today, God is giving you chance to change. Tell somebody, it's a chance to change. It's a chance to change. But he that wants to be rich quickly, he will not go unpunished. There is a punishment that will come to you if you don't stop it. May you run for your life. I said, may you run for your life. Joshua 7, verse 21. How many of you remember Achan? Achan was killed. He and his whole family. They were killed. When Achan entered to Jericho, they fought Jericho, took everything, and he stole things from Jericho. He said, I coveted them and I took them. When I saw the silver and I saw the gold, I coveted many bria. Me who silver na me who gold no. Many bria and I'm a fire and I'm a co see wo me fie. Eti eshemi fie. Joshua commanded and ye chi ekan. Any ne bushanfoni na omu si omu abort so mu na wuye. Any bre. Adi a fa any bre on say ekan on say ekan upo. Ebe kan we bushan ni na. Eni mguase ni ba ekan wo. Ebe kan we bushan ni na. One more mu do ni na ebe kan mu. Hallelujah. And that is what happened here. And so we must be careful. Hallelujah. As children of God, we must be careful. That is why as a pastor, anytime I realize that maybe my member is having some money, which to me, I think at your age, you shouldn't have that money. I always call them to my office. I ask them, how do you get your money? I always. When I went to at Odoko, me or member sir, maybe some will say, Ejuma Ben Aoye, ye chiao sen. We are the Indian Saskan because me shesi ka, me who say, will you sooner? A dozo. It's how do you get the money? Usala in a sen. I've asked people, maybe Bisanko for. Yes. Because I am not interested in you having money that is not yours. I want you to have money that is yours. Then we can say, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So anytime I see a member with money, demonstrating money, or doing something that is beyond his, I always ask them, and I warn them, be careful. Don't touch what is not yours. Don't touch what the member of San Cardiano there. I always warn them. Yes. That's it. Amen. Because when it happens, it will affect you, it will affect your family, it will affect everybody, including even your church. When you take what is not yours, it will destroy all you already have. Write it down. When you take what is not yours, ufa ni enye wo dia, adia e ya wo muni se, ebe bana ma wa shiri ni ya e ya wo dia nusu swa kahun. Ebe ma wa shiri bibi anu wa sa shiri ni anke ya wo dia nusu so, wa sa shiri akahun. Ufa adia enye wo dia, ube shiri, na wa sa shiri juma ni ebe sa pamu. Eti adia ya wo dia ube sa shiri. Uko fa ubi kunwa, enye wo dia ube shiri, ube se, obe me bie nuwa obe waro, because what he said, also, we didn't go for So when you take what is not yours, it will make you lose even what is yours. May you never take what is not yours. I said, may you never touch what is not yours. Hallelujah. You saw covetousness in the life of Judas. Judas coveted. And when Judas coveted, in Matthew 27 verse 3, we saw that he realized that Jesus was indeed going to die. He said, I don't want the money again. But it was too late. He lost his own life on top of it. May you not lose your life. May you never lose your family. May you never lose your future. May you never lose anything that concerns you just because of covetousness. May you escape. How many of you remember David? Uncle David. King David. David coveted somebody's wife. David has his own wife. And he went to touch somebody's wife. And God said, I know that you like women. If you had asked me for more women, I would have given you to marry so that you just live your life. But to go and take somebody's wife, David, and you kill the person on top because of covetousness. That girl is more beautiful than all your wives. Is that what you're trying to say? And God said, because of that, the sword will never leave your home. David lost his children because of this. David almost lost his throne. He was chased out of his palace because of this. His children fought themselves. He never had peace because of this. Up to today, anytime we talk about David, we talk about this issue. He loses respect for this. Covetousness. Meanwhile, God said, I could have given you more if you wanted more. But this one is for someone. What is not yours, don't touch it. Young ladies, don't snatch anybody's beloved. Are you hearing me? Young ladies, are you hearing me? But they are not married. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. You to go and nurse yours. You to go and water yours. Don't say they are not married. They are not married. It's Udi, the ideal milk, Namilo. And I would DJ. They are not married. Udi Indomi. Ubariazala, what brand Indomi? Today I'm preaching about covetousness. Unmakawamba, sorry, and no. Last week, Nanaya, I received no. Covetousness. Young ladies of today, almost say man, those who say men, man, it will be cranny, dear cran, no moji. Sister, be can say me, namite, or one of your branches, no. Or say, oh, where would they? Because Obi Adini beloved from another branch. It's on Pesa branch. Up to now, yeah, joint service called Mac. Because we mo ukra na yeje. It's musu swa ye kra na mo jeno. Munjai. Amen. As I should do what? Stop. Yes, they are not married, but they are investing time. They are investing energy. They are investing a lot. They are building something. They are praying that it will become marriage. But all of a sudden, you are using your schemes and your seductious nature. And you are seducing this brother. And you are seducing this sister. And you are snatching them. They are not married. May God have mercy on you. If you don't respect relationship, you will never respect marriage. I've never spoken about this issue before. I've been a pastor for 9 years in this church. I've never said this thing I'm saying before. But it's true. Anybody who doesn't respect relationship will not respect marriage. If you are in a relationship and the person still proposes to you, it means that the person doesn't value marriage. Yes. He doesn't. Because at the level of relationship, you have already given each other promises. You are getting to know each other. You have given each other certain promises. That is why when the person is with somebody else, you feel hurt because you're expecting something. And so for you to be in the noon and still make direct or indirect advances, WhatsApp chats, messages that are suggestive, you know the person is in a serious relationship known by the church. And yet, only the bon come on to say, what you are doing is covet yourself. You are coveting somebody's beloved. Nyayadiya wa own peno. Nyayadiya wa own peno. Amen. Don't covet. It's in the laws of Moses. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Covet yourself. Covetousness. Amen. Amen. Clap your two hands together. Am I preaching well? Am I teaching well? Or you don't like my message? I'm finishing today. So next week, I'll talk about something different. But a word to the wise is enough. Hallelujah. Then the final one, before I close, the final one. How to preserve your destiny and your life. We have looked at covetousness, wrong association or wrong company, dwelling in God's presence, being a beloved of God. We have seen all these things. The last one, and I close the whole series, is keep your faith alive. Tell somebody, keep your faith alive. Keep your faith alive. Don't allow fear to take over your life. Romans 1:17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by their faith. If you want to live long, if you want to enjoy your future, your life, then make sure that you keep your faith. And how do you keep your faith? You keep your faith by avoiding fear, by staying away from fear. You keep your faith by agreeing with God's word, by holding on to God's word, that if God has said, then I believe it and it will happen. Once you become afraid, the devil will get a chance to attack your destiny. The devil will get a chance to attack your future. The devil will get a chance to kill you before your time. But may you escape it in Jesus' name. Then the final one is that you must be confident in God's word and his word. You must be confident in God's word. Psalm 27, verse 1. Psalm 27, verse 1. And then finally, you must declare your faith. You must declare your faith. Like Job. Job 14:14 said, if a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my hard service, I will wait till my change comes. So if you want to have a preservation of life, you must declare your faith. You must speak your faith. I will not die before my time. This ministry will do well. This ministry will grow. This business will do well. This business will not collapse. You must speak it. This relationship will do well. This relationship will not collapse. You must speak it. You must declare good things. You must say good things into your life. I will not die before my time. This sickness will not kill me. Use your mouth to say good things. Tell somebody by you, declare good things. If you hold your faith, the devil will not destroy you. Clap your two hands together. For the Lord, rise up to your feet. There is power in your name.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.